Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Small businesses are the engine of America's economy, and, though we may not realize it, they are also the backbone of the economy in eastern Kentucky. According to a 2014 report from MACID, of the 20,000 businesses in the region, 94% employ less than 50 people, and 74% employ less than 10 people. Appalachia's had limited success in creating long-term employment through industrial recruitment, but supporting homegrown entrepreneurs has significant potential. The state of Kentucky has stepped up efforts to do just that, with the creation of the Kentucky Innovation Network and other support programs. Justin Prater from the Pikeville office came by WMMT to talk about the upcoming startup competition and other services available from the Kentucky Innovation Network.
Every year so far, we've held a startup challenge business plan competition, and that's for any entrepreneur in eastern Kentucky. And this year, the competition, we've increased the amount of prize money to $15,000. And this is for any entrepreneur in eastern Kentucky. You know, you don't have to be a student, although you can be a student if you wish. All that we ask you to do is compose a 5-page business plan and put together a 10-minute presentation, and our office can help you with that. This year, the competition will be held on December the 5th at the University of Pikeville Coleman College of Business. And you can find a lot more information about the competition on www.ekystartup.com.
The startup challenge is increasingly competitive, and Prater described what the judges will be looking for in a business plan that the challenge funds can help get off the ground.
Of course, having a problem, do they have a solution for the problem that they're trying to solve with their product? Is there a market for it? Do they have the skills to actually make this happen, and do the numbers work? To us, that goes a long way. Most of the time, we receive many more applications for these business plans than we have spots available. We only accept 8, and we usually see upwards of 20 or 30 applications. So really, if you can differentiate yourself with making sure you compose a good plan, and again, we can assist you with that and help you. So those who put more effort into this will obviously have a greater chance of getting into the competition.
The state of Kentucky's support for new entrepreneurs and small businesses appears to be paying off. After being near the bottom a few years ago, Kentucky's entrepreneurial climate is now ranked as one of the best in the nation. Prater said that he sees increasing interest in creating new and innovative businesses in eastern Kentucky.
Kentucky and Missouri, actually, according to the Wall Street Journal, are now the two top states in the country for entrepreneurial activity. And Kentucky actually ranks 4th in the nation for the best state to start a business. So Kentucky's really doing a lot of big things for entrepreneurs. And as far as what we do, we've noticed when we first started this, you know, we had to kind of get out and find these entrepreneurs. And now they're beginning to come to us. And it's everything from even a software company right here from eastern Kentucky, a local coal miner taught himself how to code and wrote some software, you know, down to mom and pop shops that want to open restaurants, different things like that. So we're seeing a large variety of different startup businesses. Kentucky Innovation Network, when it was formed, primarily focused on technical type companies, but now we've increased our effort to any type of small business because, you know, as you know, small businesses play a vital role in Kentucky's economy. And we feel that that has to be one of the primary ways that we help rebuild eastern Kentucky's economy and help us diversify is through small business.
The Kentucky Innovation Network offers a wide range of free services in order to assist entrepreneurs and small business owners who want to build the regional economy. Prater believes that with these kinds of supports, local people can create many of the jobs needed here in the region.
So the competition is important, but we also do a variety of things. Here recently, we've had a pretty large influx of people forming new companies that want to come to us for advice on how they should structure their company. So that's another service that we provide for free. Rather than paying hundreds of dollars to have someone else establish your LLC, we can do that for you for free. We can also provide you with marketing assistance, a vast array of different things. And if we can't, you know, we'll find you someone that can. We've been open almost 2 years now. And a lot of what we do is trying to educate on what entrepreneurship is and to show these people that you know, you don't always have to leave to find a job. You can create your own. And that's really what we focus on doing at the Pikeville office.
That was Justin Prater from the Pikeville office of the Kentucky Innovation Network. For more information on the Startup Appalachian Business Plan Competition, go to ekystartup.com or you can call 606-218-5043. Deadline for submissions is November 27th, and the competition will be held December 5th at the University of Pikeville Coleman College of Business. This is Mimi Pickering reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.